Hi, this is Brenda Baker, and you are listening to Mom's Mixed Family Blender podcast. So just a little bit about myself. You've probably already listened to the intro, but my husband and I are a blended family. We have five boys. The two older ones are from his first marriage. The middle son is from my first marriage, but my husband did adopt him. And then the younger two are ours together. So we have the his, mine, and ours thing. We've been married for 22 years. We have done a lot of marriage counseling with other couples and just really have always felt passionate about trying to help people to stay together because it's so, so hard on the kids. And it's just such a tricky, delicate balance that honestly, if you can stay married, I always suggest you do because it doesn't alleviate problems. If anything, it does cause more problems. So anyways, you can also find me on my blog at momsmixedfamilyblender.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram under the same name. And so this is podcast number two, and the title is Advice is Overrated. So in today's episode, I just want to talk about when you should or shouldn't give advice and when you should or shouldn't listen. This is a very, very near and dear to my heart subject. A lot of the reason why is because my husband and I we just really didn't have a lot of people that understood our specific problems. Most of the people around us at the time had never been divorced, had never had issues. I mean, I'm not saying they all had perfect marriages or anything, but I'm just saying none of them at that point had ended in divorce. And they hadn't had to have that tricky balance with, you know, the extras, with the children going back and forth, with disagreements with the extras, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's really, really important. And I really am hoping that I can impart to each of you that you have to look at people's fruit. If you're a mixed family and you're listening to this podcast, please don't listen to people that have never had a divorce. They might have a small portion of advice that would apply to your situation, but they don't understand the nitty-gritty tough parts about mixed families, especially when children are involved. I guess I would liken it to when people who do not even have children try to give out advice. Why would you take it? They don't have any understanding of getting up at night. I mean, they might kind of know, or maybe they had brothers and sisters, but unless you've done it 24/7 and didn't have somewhere else to take that child or it had to go somewhere, you really don't know what it's like to parent. So the same thing is true for the mixed family. No one understands what you're going through, maybe not your specific details, because that does depend on the mixed family. However, other people do not understand what you're going through. They don't understand what your kids are going through. And I'm just going to throw in you military people. That makes it even more difficult and painful if you're divorced. But also if you're just married. The military aspect, in my experience, creates a lot of drama and a lot of difficulties within the marriage and with the children, even if you're not divorced. So I hope that I'm really getting across that point, because it's very true that you really don't know until you've been in it, a mixed family or in the military. So when is it good to take advice? Well, like I said before, you have to look at their fruit. You have to determine if the fruit of the people that you want to ask questions is fruit that you want. And I've stressed this a lot on my blog, in most posts, actually. Some people just, honestly, they're trying to do good. They don't have bad intentions. They're not trying to create problems for you. but some people are just, well, they're know-it-alls and they want to be right. And those are not the sorts of people that you should listen to, because a lot of the times in my experience and in working with other people, this isn't good. So I want to pause a moment here and talk about Christians. If you're a Christian and you maybe are a preacher or a pastor or something, and you regularly get asked about marriage counseling, don't give advice on what the people should do with the kids when it comes to a mixed family. Honestly, you cannot imagine how easily the delicate balance can be thrown off. And this is true even when the mixed family kids are older. My husband and I have had a mixed family, but we've also had two boys that didn't have to go anywhere. Well, actually three, because he and my husband adopted our middle son when he was about four. So anyways, so I've been on both sides of the fence. And honestly, it's very, very different when you don't have to borrow your children every other week or every weekend or whatever. It's a very different balance. Now, let's talk about spanking for a moment. And this is something that applies to mixed families specifically. The harm that is caused in the mixed family situation when it comes to spanking children, make sure you do your due diligence. What I mean by that is make sure you know what ramifications there are. Honestly, I'm not going to say one way or the other, because every family is very different. My husband and I have had many let's just say my husband and I have had convictions. Some of them were, at the time, they were what we believed. Some of them were what we were told to do. And others were just us not thinking. So, anyways. But because of the non-violent movement, my suggestion, again, make sure you know the laws. When you have an extra involved, unfortunately, what happens is the kids that go back and forth, they have both parents' ears. And they don't really necessarily do it on purpose, but things are misconstrued and things are said that aren't actually what fully happened. Maybe parts of the truth, or maybe you have a child that just is looking for attention and just lies all the time. I have an example of that. Our second oldest son at one point decided that he needed some attention. And when he was taken in for his yearly eye exam, he faked that he couldn't see. And so my husband's extra was not the one that ever took those two boys to any of their appointments or did anything with them. She was always working, which is, whatever. But she also didn't pay for anything. And we gave her glorified alimony, because the state of Montana doesn't have alimony, but the money that she was given was never spent on the kids. And so anyways, this kid got sent to a specialist that cost us a heap of money. And out of trying to not create more issues, we just paid the stupid bill so that we didn't have to even talk to her. And that was kind of her MO, because it did make things cheaper for her, So anyways, the specialist took me off to the side after the appointment, and he said, "There's nothing wrong with this kid." Wow. you have a doctor tell you that. And so that was interesting. So I learned at that point, well, actually several times before that, that kids really look for attention sometimes. So like I said, when it comes to spanking, make sure, because some of the ramifications can be jail. the kids being taken away, even kids that are not related to that situation, there can be fines and much, much more. And it, like I said, it just really depends on the state. So you must go to people who have the fruit that you want in a mixed family. And I can't stress that point enough. I've already said it, I don't even know how many times, but it's so, so, so important. I've mentioned in a recent video about bad advice that my husband and I were given and took. And I just want to talk about some of those consequences. At one point, we were told that from church leadership that we should definitely not, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child. So being the personalities that my husband and I have, we were like, oh, okay, all right, we got this. We can do that. and there was some spanking that occurred. And long story short, it created a lot of issues and landed us in court. And it wasn't very fun. Now, after the fact, this same leader told us that we never should have done that when it was he that gave us that advice. So what the heck? I mean, like, you're in your 20s, which was how old we were at the time. I mean, later 20s, we were probably, my husband was probably 29 and I was probably, well, I'm 3 years younger, so 26. And so we didn't know what we were doing and nobody around us knew. So anyways, all I'm saying is, again, you have to know the ramifications and you have to know who to listen to and who not to. I'm not saying this person had evil intentions. I don't believe he did. But when you speak out of turn about something that you don't know about, you cause a lot of heartache for other people. So you people that give advice on a regular basis, be sure you know what you're talking about. and especially you Christians listening, please, please be careful. It's just really such a delicate balance. And even when the children are adults, one well-meaning talk about, you know, Bible study or something can create a whole pile of problems that wouldn't have been there had you not have given advice. So be careful. We are told in the scriptures to be careful how we walk. I believe that those are just extremely wise words because each of us knows our own specific details and our own specific issues within our family, with our spouse, so on and so forth. Now we can't become wise in our own eyes and we do need to look for advice from people, but we must be careful how we walk. Now, like I said before, advice. When should we give it? Sometimes. Who should give it? Only the qualified. If you don't have kids, don't give advice on raising kids. If you don't have a mixed family, don't give advice. What you can do is you can support these people and walk alongside them. We have some good friends and they've never been divorced and they didn't give any advice. They just tried to do the best that they could to encourage us and walk alongside us and try to help us get our minds off of all of the issues that we had at the time. So again, that's just really the heart of this podcast, is just to make sure that I'm giving you tips and tools for these issues that can come up. So this wraps up episode 2 of the Mom's Mixed Family Blender podcast. You can find this on anchor.fm, Pocket Podcasts, and pretty soon here, iTunes. So I thank you so much for listening to this, and I just hope that I was a blessing, and I just stirred your mind to, you know, what you should do when it comes to advice. So anyways, do your best, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.